That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
Hey guys, it's Trucker Noob. Welcome to the podcast for today, April 5th. I start night shift tonight. I'm going to be leaving here in about an hour and 20 minutes. Since I'm starting night shift after today's podcast, I will start releasing my podcast when I get off work. That way I can release it in the morning. That way you all can see it throughout the day instead of me releasing it at night and then everybody missing it. So hopefully that works out better. I'm trying to get back into this. I'm trying to do this. So if you all will bear with me and stay tuned, we will figure this out together. All right, we're going to start today's podcast with a little bit of This Day in History, brought to you by History.com. No, they are not sponsoring me, but I always use them when I want to know what is going on in the world of today and the world of yesterday. Today is April 5th, 2020, and the first bit of history we've got here is that on April 5th, 1994, rock icon Kurt Cobain was found dead of suicide. That was really, really sad. I wasn't very old when that happened, but, you know, I was like 3 years old when that, or almost 3 years old when that happened. But I do know that there was a lot of people that were saddened by that. 1955, Winston Churchill retires as Prime Minister. In 1614, Pocahontas marries John Rolfe. Everybody knows the story of Pocahontas, right? In 1792, Washington exercises first presidential veto. George Washington exercises the first presidential veto of a congressional bill on April 5th, 1792. The bill introduced a new plan for dividing seats in the House of Representatives that would have increased the amount of seats for the northern states. James Brown comes Boston following the Martin Luther King assassination in 1968. Of course, yeah, I missed yesterday for a podcast, and yesterday was the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. In 1862, the Siege of Yorktown begins. In 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar breaks NBA all-time scoring record. And in 1918, during World War I, the first stage of German Spring Offensive ends. On April 5th, 1918, General Erich Ludendorff formally ends Operation Michael, the first stage of the final major German offensive of World War I. And that's it for this day in history. This next segment of the podcast is going to be more of a PSA than anything else. I know a lot of you think that this coronavirus is a joke. I kind of did in the beginning. I did. I'll admit that. But it is getting worse, and it is as bad, if not worse, than what they say. I know many of you are working in the food industry or work at Walmart or all those other stores that are staying open so that people can get things. And I know some of you are doctors and nurses and you work in the medical field and you have to leave your house. But if you don't have to, please stay home. I want to sit right here right now and thank all of those who are still having to go to their jobs in this time that we're in right now. I want to thank all the doctors and nurses, all the food industry workers, everybody that works at Walmart and other stores that have to stay open. I also want to thank all the truck drivers, because without all the truck drivers, all these stores and restaurants and hospitals wouldn't be getting stocked right now. And it's very important that everyone does their part to make sure that this virus is eradicated. And we can only do that by those that don't have to get out. Please stay home unless it's absolutely necessary. If you see a doctor or a nurse or a firefighter or a police officer, a truck driver, somebody on break at like a Walmart or somewhere else, and you see them going to buy something like, you know, at a restaurant for food or something, I know you can't be in the restaurant or what have you. Like, say, for instance, if you're in a drive-thru and there's a cop behind you and he comes up and orders after you do, pay for their meal. You don't even have to tell him you paid for it. If you see a truck driver struggling to go into a restaurant because they won't let him in the drive-thru, ask him what he wants. If they give you the money, go ahead and take it. Go pay for the meal with your money and give the truck driver back their money. In times like these, we all need to help each other out and do the best we can as human beings to be as good to each other as we possibly can. So please, unless it is absolutely necessary, please, please, please stay home. So now on a lighter note, I start nights tonight at work. Real excited about that. With the company that I'm working for, because of the virus, I'm only going to be working 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's 7 hours on paper. Technically, I'll only be working 6.5 hours, but I will be getting paid for 8 hours total. And it's going to be $16.95 an hour, so I'm really excited about that. Didn't really do much this weekend, other than, you know, on Friday night, did a podcast. Yesterday, didn't really do much of nothing, and today, I slept and rested most of the day, that way I could get ready for tonight. Right now, I am currently quitting smoking. Company I work for, if you want to actually get hired on for them, because I'm actually working through a temp agency, if you actually want to get hired on with them, you cannot smoke, apparently. They actually do a nicotine test, and if you fail that, you can't work for them, like, for the company itself. You still have to go through the temp agency. So I'm working on quitting smoking. Really hard to do. But yeah, not much has been going on since my podcast before last, which was the preview to this season, which is totally different format than what I originally planned, but we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. So if you hear any yelling in the background, it's because I'm sitting in the sunroom in my house with the window open, letting in the nice warm air, warm/cool air. And there's kids outside playing, so. But yeah. I hope you all had a great weekend. Let me know how your weekend was. You all know how to get a hold of me. Alright, that's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Let's get some platforms. You can find me at facebook.com/truckernoob91. Instagram and Twitter is also truckernoob91. Find me on YouTube. Way of the Trucker vlog. Also, Trucker Noob Gaming Network. My two channels up there. You can also find me on Snapchat. That is Choya91. That's Choya91. My email address is truckernoob91@gmail.com. And I believe that's all my platforms. If I have any more next time I get up here, I will let you all know. All right, hope you all have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your day. And please, please, please be safe out there. Because there's most likely somebody out there around you that's not being safe. And you need to be extra safe because of those people. I'm signing out now, guys. Be safe.